Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope that you enjoyed the weekend and now you are looking forward to this time together in God's Word. God speaks and He speaks through the Bible. And I should prepare you, today we are going to pack in quite a bit, and I will be referring you to several scriptures, only select verses of which I have time to read. So can I suggest that as long as you're not barreling down the road behind the wheel, that you be ready to mark down these references so that you can read these later alongside Genesis 12? Okay, good. As you find a writing utensil or get out your phone or computer, let me say that you may recall, especially if you listen to this as a podcast, and hear several in a row, perhaps on weekends. You may recall that we are talking as succinctly as possible about the Abrahamic covenant. This is the unconditional covenant God initiated with this man Abram in Genesis 12 verses 1 through 3. This is unconditional in that the covenant is binding on God alone. God is going to fulfill this covenant simply because He has promised to do so. There is nothing that Abram has to do. There is no condition stated in order for Abram to receive a land, numerous descendants, and redemption. There is no if here. If Abraham does this, then God will do that. No, no ifs. Remarkably, God puts forth an unconditional covenant. Abram will receive these simply because God is promising Abram that he will. There are three covenant promises. The first is the promise of land. I'm reading Genesis 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you." There it is, the promise for land. And we already know this is the land of Canaan. And on Friday we established God's covenantal promise for land is literal. God's people are literally, for real, going to have this specific land as their own. Some people will misinterpret the promise for land to be spiritual rather than literal, but Genesis 12:1 is a promise for a physical space, land, into the geography of this present world. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 18 makes this abundantly clear. "I have given this land from the river of Egypt as far as the great river, the river Euphrates," says God. Get out your map and look. The river of Egypt is the Wadi al-Arish. And most everyone knows about the Euphrates River. This is the promise for literal land. You can find it on a map. Last week, I also mentioned Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 10. That text further develops the covenant promise of God to His people for land. I will not take time to read those verses now, but you should. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 10. This land that we are speaking of is the promised land. And if you are familiar with the Hebrew Bible, what Gentiles call the Bible's Old Testament, then you know how significant this land is. Read the book of Exodus and discover how God brought His people out of slavery in Egypt and set them on the journey through the wilderness to this promised land. And certainly read Joshua and the military conquest of Canaan, the promised land. And those are just a couple of recommendations of where to read about this land. All of Scripture speaks of it. The promised land is modern-day Israel, including Gaza and the West Bank, and Jordan, as well as parts of Egypt, Syria, Saudi Arabia, and Iraq. And this whole territory will be under the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ during the still future millennium. That is the 1,000 years when Christ will return and set up his kingdom. The Jews will live in this land in peace because the Prince of Peace will rule. So there is the fulfillment of God's Genesis 12 covenant promise in the millennial reign of Christ, which you can read about in Revelation chapter 20. That's the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 20. We are going to come back to this land after just a few more verses of Genesis chapter 12, so I will say more at that time. The first promise is a promise of land, and the second promise is a promise of numerous descendants. Listen to Genesis 12, verse 2. This is God speaking in the Abrahamic covenant. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. With these words, God guarantees numerous descendants for Abram. As with the first promise for land, so too this second promise is reiterated by God to Abram. I'll share with you two examples. Please note these in your Bible. The first is Genesis chapter 13 and verse 16. God says to Abram, I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Genesis 13 verse 16. And then further along in Genesis chapter 17 and verses 2 through 6, wow, listen to this. God says, I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. For I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come forth from you. God even uses the word covenant there in Genesis 17, verses 2 through 6. This is the promise for descendants, for Abraham being exceedingly fruitful, the father of a multitude of nations. And this is further developed in another related covenant. This is what we call the Davidic covenant of 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 through 16. This is the Davidic covenant because it is a covenant God makes with David. Let me read just a portion of this, again being succinct. But as with Deuteronomy before, I recommend you read all of 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 through 16. This is Holy God speaking to David. When your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendant after you, who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever. David himself was a descendant of Abraham, and now that promise to Abraham back in Genesis 12 is finding fulfillment in David and his descendants. And this ultimately leads to Christ. You can see how God's promises to Abraham in the Abrahamic covenant all come to fruition the more of Scripture you read. Okay, the first promise is a promise of land, and the second promise is a promise of numerous descendants, and the third promise in the Abrahamic covenant is a promise for redemption. Listen to Genesis 12, verse 3. This is God speaking. In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And I hope you will remember that we already discussed how this promise is a promise for redemption. We spoke of Jesus Christ being the fulfillment of this promise. Well, this part of the covenant with Abraham is also developed in another related covenant, and that is what we call the New Covenant. The New Covenant. As I have done with the first two promises, let me point you to another of the Hebrew scriptures here that further develops this part of the covenant that God made with Abram. Listen for the very words, New Covenant, from the mouth of God. This is Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. Read all of this for yourself. Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. I just have time to highlight certain verses. Jeremiah 31, and I will start at verse 31. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Out of the Abrahamic covenant comes this promise for a new covenant. I hope you followed along closely today. It is very important that we cross-reference scriptures, that we read of the Abrahamic covenant, yes, in Genesis 12, but that we also move out from there to see how God was in the business of fulfilling each one of these promises that he made to Abram. And we're going to continue with this tomorrow when you join me and perhaps invite somebody else along with you as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.